Balak.
Okay, so yesterday we spoke about Shlichus in Hafreshes Chala, and how that works out, and you know that you have to be B'nai Bris, so we discussed, so what if you're not, maybe you could be Mafrish, not based on Shlichus, but based on the fact that you'll be Maskim to what he's going to do, Lachar Lamed. So now let's discuss another aspect of, you see, there's a concept of shlichus, then we discuss zchiyah, right? But he could be mezakeh without a minu shlichus. But a lot of times, the guy that's in the store who's working for you is a poel. And a poel, you pay the poel. So what is the halacha poel? Is that different than a regular shliach? Because the Gemara says here in Bav Metzia and Dav Yud on page 1, Eisrei Rav Lo Rav Nach Metzia Spoil La'atzmo Tamed Vam Rumish Zman Sha'omalo Palabais Nechoshni Yimi Hayom Adori Mi Hayom Amalo Aseimi Melach Hayom Metziyoso Shal Palabais. Right, so but then the Gemara says Amalei Shani Poel Diyado Kiyad Balabais. So if you look in Rashi, the choshi miyom yom, the lo nitzkar yom alo nichosh. In other words, if he only was said, you're supposed to do one particular thing, you plow the field for me. So anything else he does is not through the balabais, it's his own thing. So if he picks up a metziah, so it's his. But he says, amol ha-seimi melacha yom, means kol melacha, said Rashi. So then would be everything, even picking up a metziah. So the Gemara says, I know, maybe you can't bring a raya from there. About magbia metziah lechavero, or called a chavero or not. Because over here, he's a poel. And poel, yodo ki yad balabais. So, whatever he does is yad balabais. So if he picks up a metziah, so it's the balabaises. He's the balabais. Now, the chora poel could be, is not shlichus. It was, I'm paying, the difference is I'm paying you, poel. So if I'm paying you, you're my poel. So you're not my shliach, you're my poel. Now the question is, and therefore maybe even by a guy, right? The din of shlichus is only by Yisrael, ma'atem b'nei bris.
Is the difference between whether or not
you're
paying them?
Right. What makes a poel? A poel means you're a worker. What makes you a worker?
And if I were to pay a shliach, then you're a poel,
it's
not
a shliach.
Well,
and you're powering them for everything.
Right, you're...
Not just for...
Yeah, so let's see. So let's.
Specific purpose you're paying.
Yeah, okay, let's see. Well, so let's see. There's a tshuva here in the Oneg Yontif here, page 3. Yeah, we're going to do that. Oneg Yontif is one of the. From Bialystok, right? The Yontif Liebman Halpern, he was the Av Bezid of Bialystok. It's one of the chashuvei gedolei achronim.
For sure,
you can't live without the Oneg Yontif. Yes, it's Lomdisha stuff, and it's.
Where did he live? In
Bialystok. Rav Kahn, I think, was from Bialystok.
Belarus,
right? Rav Kahn.
Yeah, right.
He was born there, right?
Yeah, Bialystok.
He was born in Europe.
No, it's a famous story. That he fled. He was fleeing with his parents. He was a baby. He was fleeing with his parents, and then his mother got run over by a trolley. But he was a trolley, so she was killed by a trolley. It was a trolley. Then he ran to Prague. And he was with his father and him, went to Prague. And the Rav in Prague then was Rabbi Vorhin, Rabbi Vorhin's father. And he got him the papers to come to America. And then we were fleeing in the, I don't know, it was in the 40s. And then he...
Right after World War II, 46.
Yeah.
His father went through the war.
Yeah, and then he went to... They both ended up in the West Side. Rabbi Vorhin Sr. and Rabbi Kahn. So they davened by him in Prague, and then they resumed in the West Side.
Rabbi Kahn was the Lower East Side.
No. Rabbi Kahn grew up in the West Side.
The
Lower East Side was a later thing. That was the Garbers were the Lower East Side. They got married. But Rabbi Kahn was a West Sider.
His father is a Garber.
Yeah. No, but I was saying before he was
he's
the West Sider. What?
Jewish geography, you guys know.
Yeah, but Rav Kahn was a... That's why he told Rabbi Vorhin when he invites him to speak at the Malav Malka, he said, if you invited me every year, I would come, because I owe my whole life to you, to your father, because I wouldn't have gotten here without your father's, help of, That was the story. Okay, so let's look at the Ohr Gonta from page 3. Neid fi ma shkosov vo khokhnu shitas harash be ikad bin ma tem le dat kham shlukham dakhem. So he quotes the Truma Sedeshin. The Shoras is yichol hafrish, right? We saw that yesterday. That he says chiyah. Right? So now he wants to say that maybe there's another issue here. So we were discussing the Meshareses Midin Shlichus, but maybe we could discuss the Meshareses from the perspective of what? Poel. He says, Mekobokum nearly sheesh dodum Meshareses yichol lahafrish v'lo b'day ima ba'amais sifso lasos isod yichol lahafrish Poel amena Meshus litrom. Yeah. V'kevim d'chakim tamitz agad Achana v'kevim d'erich lahafrish chal kodim afir v'yitzifso Meshareses v'afos He said, "Don't be so shlich litrom gamkin." And I feel in my shoresh v'asa so isa believe das ba'albayz. Literally, now you call off your stuff to be running the marina ma temple dachem. Come on, I'm shlich the alma. I've a pole shiny. The odif me shlich the alma. Right.
This is a Jewish one.
Because what's that? Because the marina b'tzia nafsha chaver I've a pole shchal little b'tzias tzias ba'albayz. The other kiyad ba'albayz. Came she poel es lo sakin tzarchei bayis, but fear of bishul v'derech ha-mishuresu ha-hal kapol in yud zed didok, yad ba'al ha-bayis, v'ein zed bishul v'daitchem. So, chori either way, right? Jew or non-Jew, right? So if you hire somebody and part of their job is to make the challah to be mafish, so that even in a,
it
says your shalmi brings the sadashika through a kusim.
So this was another question. In other words, when I was thinking about different eitzes, I'm not saying the halach yet because it's not so simple yet. We'll have to see.
The bagel store.
Yeah, the bagel store, and. Right, in other words, we were discussing. So one side was to say that he could be mafrish, not midin shlichus, but midin kriya shame later on. But now, there could be another svar. And if you pay him, he could be a din poil. And poil is gyado kiyad balabais, even though there's no shlichus for a guy. But he could still be a poil.
Yeah, well, how can you create a poil shame through
him? One second. Because one second, l'chachinam will be in the diet chem of poil. Lo bina gidre shlichus, I feel kusi have a shlich.
There are two aspects to shulah, omer or kala, whatever. One is the hafrasha, the physical separation, the other is kriya shem, having a kavana that this should be kadosh.
Right.
And I can see the guy can do one but not do the other.
But if it's yodo ki yod balabayis,
can have the right color.
Shame. That bothers me.
How can he tell you a halos?
I'm not saying it can't happen.
How can he make up a halos?
Well, if you're saying yado kiyad balabayis, so then the balabayis is really making it. He's just
by the arm. But when he becomes aware,
the act of being of hafrasha, I can understand he can do it. but the kriyas shema on it.
No, because
when he becomes aware of it, or even
now, because he's yado ki yad balabais, so it's if the balabais did it. So this is a way of circumventing the shlichus issue by making him into a poyel instead of a shlich. And that should work for, because to say just the action, avada, it's maisa koif ba'alma. If the monkey will do it, is also. But what makes it different is that it's not just a maisa koif, it's...
And I could see how it would work for the makud, it's a haloif, but here it's granting a haloif.
Oh, we'll see. So the...
Either way, you're mafia the bracha. I mean, obviously it's going to be no bracha, which is fine, I guess, because you can't make a bracha. Earlier this year, you make a bracha on that bracha, not on anything else. So.
Right.
It would be
mafia,
no
yeah. Okay, you mafia the bracha, but at least you can say that the store is kosher. You know, okay, you might fish, you know, it's better to have treif than without a bracha than. Oh, so who argues with this? Well, what you fellows are saying is a truven the chasam soifer.
How did we know 100 years ago what we were going to say today?
Yeah. Have a little MS. You see, this is the new chasam. You know, you notice I xerox from the new chasam sofer, and the new chasam sofer is unbelievable what they did. I mean, first of all, he made paragraphs for every topic, and every marmokum tells you where it is. It's much clearer. He makes a title for the tshuva. He gives it. Well, chasam sofer didn't write this. You know, these titles and these.
Yes, and then brackets. Yeah.
These are all made by this machon. That came out with the whole, you know, I remember when I used to learn Chasam Sofer is before the new printing. It's Ein Adoma. So the new printing. Now it's very easy. And they did now the Drushas Chasam Sofer. They did the whole Drushas Chasam Sofer in the nice printing. It's a new. So if you want to give a Chassidish Bacher a nice bar mitzvah gift, you can give him. You see, if he's in the Litvish yeshivas, they never teach Litvish boys to appreciate the Chasam Sofer. He's not part of the scope of the Litvish, even though he was no less than, but he's just, they don't educate. That's not part of the education in the Litvish world, is to appreciate the Chasam. I teach my Talmidim to appreciate the Chasam Sofer, both in Halacha and in Agada.
The Chassidisha adopted
the Chassidisha. Right, the Chassidisha.
Halacha is very important.
Right, right. Right, in the Chassidisha Welt. In the Litvisha Welt, again, that's not their thing. You know, what can I tell you? That's the way the world works.
Some of them even think he was Chassidish.
Yeah.
The ones had the big egg.
And he always, Dr. Lyon points out, he always still signs his name
Frankfurt
Domain.
Right.
Even though he left
Frankfurt.
But
Frankfurt.
Right, but he always considers himself, I think Dr. Lyon pointed it out. So, the Emes Yoridako, Hachdiyat Evikiyat Rabo, Eina Elul Gavi Mila Demoma. So he wants to say that's not true. Well, the Oleg Yontif said that you can be mafrish, be din poil, and even a goy, he says it's not true. He says the din of Yad Eviki Yad Rabbo is only a din in Mominus, Abdus, Malachus. In Yishol Hula Malachus, there's a din of Bail of Imo, Lo Yishalim, right? If I lend you something and I work for you, then you partner from, right, there's no din of Chiyuve Sheila. So what if I don't work for you, but my poil works for you? So is that called Bayal of Imo? It's not me, it's my poil. So it says, but Yad Rabo Kiyad Balabayas is considered Bayal of Imo. Aval lo le'in yishliach mitzvah kadoma, v'kach kosem hed yaravid, v'aval gav di'ikil ha'meim ho'el v'leisel b'chol ha'mitzvah v'yisrael lo levi kimoso, v'in yonorm lo levi kimoso, v'il ho'chi v'im ha'mona yad evik yad rabo. So therefore they point out, we'll say Chal Kel Chasam points out that if it's not
a din of mominus. So like you're saying, it's there's a chalos kriya shame, it wouldn't apply. So according to the Chassid Sofer, the whole eitz of the Oneg Yontif, Sefer Chalkul Chosen points out, falls by the wayside. Now Rabbi Harari was talking about this. There's a famous in the Yeshiva Shevelt, even if they never learned, I told you, even if they didn't learn certain things, but every Machan Ephraim they look at. That's a very Yeshivish thing to do. Machan Ephraim. You know, they say that Rav Soloveitchik in Europe, he didn't have Sfarim in Europe, but his father saved up money when the Moicher comes to be able to buy a Machan Ephraim. That was, right? It was a famous story, Moshe Soloveitchik. Saved the money that when there was somebody going from town to town with some Sfarim, that they should be able to buy a Machan Ephraim. The Machan Ephraim is really a Shulchan Aruch, it's halachic, but it has it's a Lomdisha thing. So they like the Lomdisha thing, so you have to have a Machan Ephraim. And Reb Chaim Zimmerman, he wrote Har Golos, right? For the Machan Ephraim.
Yeah, you know Chaim Zimmerman.
Why,
used to be in Muncie?
No. Chaim Zimmerman was Chaim Zimmerman was a genius of geniuses.
Chicago.
From Chicago. He was the Rosh Hashiva in Skokie. And then, he was fired, and then... Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can tell, also, when we shut off the thing, I can tell you some
more.
The lawyers say, off the record.
And then he went to Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
He went to Eretz Yisrael.
He
learned by Ramosh Soloveitchik. He's a nephew of Baruch Bear.
Right.
So he wrote Hagos. So the story goes that he once went to the Stipler, and he said his name, and the Stipler said, "Oh, are you related to the Zimmerman who wrote Hagos on the Machan Ephraim?" So he said, "That's me." Then the Stipler stood up. So Misha wrote to Lasakin Hamake al Yidei Uman Goy Yivarech Alof. So let's say you hire a guy to make a Makkah. So you have a pile. So Yaduki Yad Balabai. So could you make a bracha on the Makkah? The guy's not going to make a bracha. So could you? So this is a famous Machan Ephraim. Could the Yid make a bracha on the?
It's the same shaila. If you put up a telegraph to put up a mezuzah, right? It would be the same shaila.
But here's a pile.
Yeah. He's a cold pole to put up in the
Yeah, so he quotes the Gemara of Yad Evet Yad Balabayas. Right. And then he says,
he said yes.
Yeah, so first he says, he quotes this Gemara in Bava Metzia, Shani Pol Yad Evet Yad Balabayas. So what's the difference? Poel is the balabai. In other words, you can't make a shliach the mokum shachav lacherim, right? So if he's going to get something from me, but if he gets it, then someone else is going to lose out, then he can't do a shliach. But a poil is mamish yodol kiyad bal. It's like the balabais is doing it himself.
Well, we mocked it that the guy built the sukkah for us, but we put on the stuff.
Yeah, so.
But this we shouldn't have to.
Well, again, if you say like the chasam sofer, it's only a dinam mominus.
Yeah.
So then it wouldn't have any. If you, and then the question of the tzchach, the shechter put down, that's more of a din of lashma. So lashma. Maybe you need, maybe that's a different level. That you have something has to be lishma, you need the Yisrael. Well, yeah. So a poil is a stronger thing. because he's mamish. You know, shluch hashalom kun moso is not the same as yodo kiyad balabais. So
yes,
he
can.
Yeah. Oh wait, we didn't finish it. Let's see. So that's what it says. Fize yesh lomar on the third line on page 8. Im socha poel saken hamake. Harizim bevarach alav. The choshev ki'il hu atzmo asahu. That if you hire a poel to make a make, you make a bracha. It was just considered like you yourself. Hu atzmo asahu. You know, it's against Rav Soloveitchik had a yisod. We'll see how it fits in, Rav Soloveitchik's yisod. The Achronim didn't hold from Rav Soloveitchik's yisod. His yisod was that to make a brichas hamitzvah, you have to do the maisa. You have to do the maisa. I'll give you an example where the Achronim don't say like him. Say, you know, there's a famous Magen Avraham, Hilchos Hadlakas Neir Shabbos. You know, in the old days, I think Rav Aaron did once like this, to make a chasanas on Fridays. You know, we usually don't do that, chasanas on Fridays. In the old days, they used to make Motzei Shabbos. Now people from there are going to make a Motzei Shabbos, even in the short days. You know, you don't. But in the old days, like my parents, in those days they had chasanas on Motzei Shabbos.
In Europe,
it's not a good idea. Friday. Yeah, but in Europe, for generations, Friday.
Friday.
Save the money out of the poverty issue.
Right. And then the women would go to the chuppah, and they'd come home. But sometimes what would happen is, the time they came home, it's too late to light Shabbos candles. So they would get a goy to light the Shabbos candles. And then the question is, whether they're allowed to say the bracha. So some poskim hold they could say the bracha. But that's against Rav Soloveitchik's yisod, that you have to do the action to say. Do you see many achronim didn't hold?
Too late on Spanish mashos, or too late
on
it was already real Shabbos?
Whatever, it was too late. They're not going to do it. Bottom line is, they're not going to do it. It's not a shvus to shvus.
It's a
daraisa.
It's a daraisa.
Yeah.
Probably it's all right.
So the first thing.
Do I get sent out from the
light?
Do I get
sent out
from
the light?
Right. Or if you have another light on in another room where you have already.
Yeah, so the first thing the Machane Ephraim says, that maybe you can make a bracha because Yad Pol Ki Yad Balabais. But I don't think Rav Soloveitchik wouldn't accept that, because it's still not your physical action, even though halachically it's even better than a shliach, but still it's not.
So the Torah, what would these callers do this? The Torah, the God would be Tzad Pol.
No, they would do it beside
just doing a favor for a neighbor, whatever. Yeah.
The result is
they have
it. Right. Gets an offer from the light too.
Right.
Even if it goes not, but the mice Bodhi Aniro Tamachalom and Yokal Varakala Bafal Pishagoya so main shlichus lagoi. And the Dalki meeting the boy shlichus can chuma. Ava meeting the boy shlichus, Bafak Yokal Havera Soso. Masha also you know, you take a matter of Havera, so we die to raise a shop here. In other words, he says you don't really need shlichus here. Ain't shlichus the goy is if you need shlichus. Here, if somebody built a makkah in my house and I didn't give him permission, he built it. I fulfilled the mitzvah. Because now I have a makkah.
The
result oriented.
What's the bracha?
Mitzvah smaker
or
lasos
smaker? Lasos smaker. Well, I never made the bracha in my life. Sheikh Hashim Masha'asa, Goy Kiila Sohu, Asmok, Yish Baracho, Fili Maso, Chaveir, Lo Hashim Kiila Sohu, Basmok. Dasis Maka, Yosef, will be in the Shlichas. Bain, Alabais bevarach alav ala uman ha-mesakin oso bevarach tachem dolo bi'in shlichas ve'agam ne'in choshev osach mitzvah ha-mesakin oso yedim hitol go yeh shivarach aval mdono nirali shivarach im aso de uman poel yom mehatam harishon. So he says, really, in other words, if he made the makeh, but the maisa, it's made, but he still can't make a bracha. But he says, if Tam Rishon is Yadov Ki Yad Balabais, he can make the bracha. But Rav Soloveitchik would say no, because you need the action, the physical action. Even though Yadov Ki, Shlifo Dom Shikavos is one level. Yadov Ki Yad Balabais is on another level, but it's still not the same as physically doing it.
What about someone putting on tefillin for someone else?
Then you're doing the maisa yourself.
No, you can't. Someone else has to put the tefillin on his hand.
Yeah, the Maram Chik has it too. But there, the maisa of tefillin is not wrapping the tefillin. It's wearing the tefillin.
Yellow.
Well?
Hidduk. It's a yellow.
Neither the tzarek shaliach, the yachal asosu shlomi das mal, the yachal asosu shlomi das mal, vayt rehu asher, tugu machan reza nasa shlupa. So he says, yeah, okay, but we don't, Rabbi Eliyahu, and the
Rabbi Eliyahu, yeah, but even if you don't know Eliyahu,
Yo, said you have to make a new kesher every day, because we're over Yo.
Right. Okay, so that's the story of Agave Poel. So it's a fascinating discussion whether how to apply it. So the Oda Gyanta says that this, according to me, you can solve all the problems with you have a non-kosher person working in your bakery, tell him to be mafish.
That's a sniff.
But we don't usually. But the Chasam Sofer says it doesn't work. So I just was thinking of various ideas that, you know. Okay, now let's see Tosis and Nazir on page 10.
Which we have heard from.
Tosis and Nazir. So I want to show you the line. Right, so we know that there's a concept in halacha that you can only make a shliach if it's something you could do yourself. If you couldn't do it yourself, you can't make a shliach. So look at the first wide line of the Tosfos in the bottom. Misafik. Mishani ki mashvi shliach b'milsa diu matzi ovid. Peish vade das adom afil b'midilu kai kamei v'hilcha harishon nifter. Yeah. Shlichuso b'matzi yinish mashvi shliach b'milsa diu matzi ovid nafshi. Okay, that's the famous yisod. Okay, so now the third wide line in the middle, it says v'im tomar. V'im tomar, da maisim b'chol yom, she'isha omers l'chaverta, lushi li kemach. She tells her friend, make dough, v'frishi chala bavuri, and then be manfrish. V'gam talmidim shal beiz rabban omrim kein. V'eich nasa shliach, v'dover azeh. B'shasha also so shliach, lo haisa yichol abatzim l'hafrish. In other words, right, there's no dough yet. So he said, make me dough and then be mafrish. So he's a maman and shlichus when it was not iyu lo matzi lo mebet. Because he says, she'ed a bar chiyuv, she'ed mafrish uchal mikemach. Va'omer rem, v'natam deshbe da hova v'isa megulgelas, v'lo v'isa zutei chal al kemach, l'shei anilosh. ודברים שביודה קיימים, דין זה דבר שלא בעולם, כי אם ידע לראש, הוא גלגל האיסה, קורי שפר בא לעולם. So he says, it's ביודה to get איסה,
Shlomer Isazute Chalo Al Kemach Leshaya Nilosh. Udvarm Shabiyoda Kayomim, the Inza Dovashalo Bola Olam, Kavin Diodo Lolosh will Galgala Isa, or Shopper Bola Olam, Kavin Shabiyoda Lassos.
Close enough.
Yeah, because his parents are Ruguzu Tulusha, Paris Aruzu Mukhabers, Kotalju, and Nudu Dwar Kayam. There was Hol Shabiyodo Lassos, La Mahusa Maisadami. Kamen Shabiyodo Lalushu Lugalgal. So it's something that you could do.
Yeah. Has the evil
mother of his inner core be a much beautiful
gal? What does that mean? Does that mean that like you were an amputee and she couldn't do it?
No, let's see 1 second. Elvada came to Hashtal Motzi, Matzi Mashish, came to Husamai Salavala. Hanam came to Hashtal Evil Motzi Lahafish. In a core biyado, Masha biyado lolosh ulgalgal, in his air, Shiachalasa Shliach, came to Mufus and Lisha Gil. But then he says, the Gemara says, Omer Chaveir, Ksov get la Rusosi. One second. In other words, he says to his friend, write a get for my Arusa. When I'll marry her, I want to divorce her. In other words, she's an Arusa, she's not in a Sue yet. So he's already appointing somebody, a Shliach, to write a get. When after the chuppah, I want to, yeah, I raise it, Mimeshach, Biyadu Lagarsha, because he can be Magarsha now, for Erison. Mia Imirza, Uboi Hasam Livum, Duma, Maika Biboi Lava, Biyadu Lava Ola, Lagarsha, Alavada came in the Hashtal Motzi Lagarsha, Lamotzi Mashi Shlich. So we say it's no good. Because came to the Mechusa Maisa, Lavola, Hachanami came to the Hashti Yulamotzi Mahafish, in a Kor Biyoda, Mashiach and Olam Shul Galgal, in the Zashiach Olasa Shlich, came to the Mechusa Lisha of Gilgal. Because if you're Mechusa Maisa, maybe that's not good enough. Maybe that's not good enough for Mechusa Maisa. So that's Tosis Kasha. First he says that you could always make an Issa, and you could make an Issa, so therefore you could appoint a Shliach, but you have to make it. You didn't make it yet. Yeah. So take a look here. No. The Trumas Hadeshin
said the bishop could do it while the Baal Bayit without doing
it. There's no Shliach, it's not Shlichus. That's not a mean of Shlichus.
This is a question in Shlichus, where you can do Shlichus.
Where you could do Shlichus. Let's assume, in other words, he's not saying we didn't Shliach. Maybe Shliach doesn't work.
It's really a question of
Minu Shlichus.
Right, so that's the...
What happens when you break off a Rusi? You don't get a get for that?
You do.
So then why did this get not...
Because he says... I want to
do that after getting married.
Right.
Why is that different than saying after social meals?
Right.
Oh, right,
I see.
He wants to divorce her only after the suit.
But he's ever allowed to divorce her after the Aries then?
I don't understand. What does it mean it's low baliola? Why just low baliola? Right? We're saying that he can't do that to her because
he didn't marry her yet.
But the way you get out of a Rusin is through a get, so...
But he only says he wants a divorce after the Nisuan.
But he can marry her now.
Yeah, but so you see that that's not good enough, because he didn't marry her yet. He's Mechusa Maisa.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying, in other words, you have to be, whatever your man is clear for, you have to be able to do it yourself right now.
Right.
Without any...
That's how Ruth Sussi,
But he's only Mimanim Shliach to be after right to get after the Nisun.
So he...
Right.
If he
doesn't really
sue,
he
still needs to get now.
But he's saying, I want a divorce.
Because it's tough.
So it works.
I know.
Oh, yeah,
it's
just about her.
It works, all right?
The question is that a rival or the other?
A raise a guess, right?
No, he says.
Third line from the bottom.
If you do Mimer,
I will have a stop.
You need getting to a bone in there, right?
That's all you
need.
Not the right.
I will have a name of the mother of the mother of the Biado of all the Shulgal. So first he says it's Biado, but all Shulgal, right? So because he says, right, because if you can do the Meister, then it'll be good. That's not considered ain't above all, because you, it's Biado. Why has to be Yom Tov Mahu? Why can't be Barley by Yom Tov Lagasha? Vada came to Hashel Matzi Lagasha, or Matzi Masha Shia came to Pusa Mice Lavola, and I became Hashel Matzi Lahafrish, in the car beyond the Masha Beyond the Wall Shal Gal Yom Tov.
So we were arguing the other way.
Wait, go slowly.
How does this apply to our case of Chal?
Because he didn't do a Maisa Gilgal yet.
So he didn't do a Maisa and I'm suing you.
No, that's okay because he can give a get while she's in a Rusa, so it's okay.
But when she's in a Rusa, he cannot say give a get after she's married.
No, I think Rabbi Harari is right. In other words, by the case, was if you don't have to do a, has to be that you don't have to do any Maisa, but if you have to do a Maisa, So even though he can give a get now, because he doesn't have to do a Maisa. So he can do it now. So Mela it's good. It's get. But by Yavama, he says, the get is not chal before they have beer.
And so we're saying in that case, that's how
in that
not,
case,
that's why it's not
Doma
Lachala?
Yeah. So his yisod is if you have to do a maisa, then you can't.
A maisa to allow you to do the mitzvah, not because of something.
A maisa to do the, you have to do the maisa, so then that's considered eino ba'olam, and therefore you can't appoint the shliach.
If you put a crazy condition on it, so what?
But if you
give a get, but I make a condition on you giving a get that you don't.
But theoretically, you're shy to a get now.
But I can give her a get now.
Right.
You could, the Shalia could give her a get now, except that I said don't.
As an arusa.
As an arusa.
Yeah.
You can give her a get now.
Even though he says do it after the nisuin.
Right. He's making a condition on the shlichus. That's all.
And what if he says beferish that I want you to be a shliach. Achar shetisgarish plotus. The Chasam Sofer has a machlokas with the Marid here on page 14. The perish mad ilu matzil mavi lo shavi shliach hainu afil pirish lahedya te shluchi lekadesh achar shetisgarish plotus einem oil, loka marid. You can get a few mchuzes manami in a day to love. In other words, what if you stay beferish that the shlich will only be later? As if a person says, I'm a mani shlich to give the get, but they're not married yet. So then for sure that's not good. But what if he says beferish before he gets married?
Is there a
nisuin
yet or not?
No.
Okay.
Nothing. Nothing. And he's already planning the get before he gets married. So that's Dovah Shalom Balom. The only question that Marid has in Machloikis with the Chasam Sofer, what if you explicitly stipulate that the Shemina should be later? So does that make a difference? So that's a Machloikis between the... A few... Yeah, so the Marit says yes. And the Chasam Sofer says, Afil Pirish Lahedya in a moil. The local Marit, that if you say...
Is it a conditional thing? If this was to happen, then I want you to... Or he's saying...
In other words,
you're going to be my shliach.
For this, when... After I get married, right.
What's wrong with that?
No, because I could see... Because one thing you're playing with the reality is, if I say, hey, be my shliach once I get married to divorce her, well, I'm dictating the reality. I think there's more of a problem with that if it's not the reality.
But Tosis the sheet is that...
I'm
Yeah, let's see the... If you want to see a summation of the sheet is here.
Mm-hmm.
He says on page 21. Batei mafe on the top. Mafrishi mashkicha kasha sachal abalim yidin zochin lodom shalom b'fonof. Right, so the mashkiach is mafrish yidin zochin. Well, the gilei das abalim shes chus barburim. Well, I feel like the isa sheinim hata ba'olam. Yesh choshim b'chloch z'poskin yesh ovim dein moel gilei das al isa sheinim ba'olam. Yesh sovim d'b'chol V'chal yev shal hafish midin zachin shalom b'fanav, right, the tzois, hala bina minu shlichas. Agabi isa she'enu ba'olam, ein mo'el chora minu shlichas. That's tzois. Bein yesh anogim, v'mnot mashkichim, she'yu shlichusum b'chsav, v'zeh mo'al hafadov shalom b'olam. Yesh omim she mashkiach ha'mafish dino kepoyal, l'chein mo'el hafrashosum. That's the only gentis. So look at it. So here on page 21 in the bottom, should marit, kosev shemamana shliach al dovah shalom bol olam. The first verse shemaneu sheyesh shluchu sheyovo dovah zeh baolam moel. That's the marit shita. If you say, I want you to be my shliach, when it'll come baolam. There was not. Everyone agrees if you say you should be my shliach now. And it's no good. But if he stipulates that it should be ma'olam, Marit says it's moyel. So you could always tell the mashkiach, if he's a yukol ha-masosis ha-mashkiach shel shulcha, if you'll kemach she'enu ma'olam. According to Marit, you'll just say, every day, you're my mashkiach for the next year, every day after the hafrasha, after the asiyas ha'isa, you'll be mafrish, and that's good. But Tosis says no. So Mokad Mas Marit, because it's Dovah Shalom Bol Olam. And Chasam Sofer also disagreed.
But if you pay him, it would be.
No, so pay him, that's the Machloik is the Oneg Yontif and the Chasam Sofer. That's page 22. Should Oneg Yontif Chasav L'inyin HaFroshos Mashareses to Lo Moil Midin Zchia El Mo Midin Poil Yad Poel Ki Yad Balabais. If you mokum should be the shlich of the Yav Shalahafish,
You call Mokum Midim Poyel Shapir Efshar. He's a Yechol Mashkiach Lafish Midim Poyel. He's getting paid. A Mashkiach Huk Poyel, so Balabai, so Balamata, so Balachonos, Yodokiyad Balabais. But the easy lawyer, the Shul Chasim Sofer, says not that way. The Mashkiach, I'm reading, Shiyad Evid Yad Rabo, Hain Rak Bimilu de Mamona. Below Binyane Mitzvah Hafrosha Strumus Amaisis. He is a Yoyah Hafrosha Mashkiach. He didn't, he had poke, he had balabais.
But isn't this, no. Like, how do you say, can't you be the Chasim Sofer as this being the case of Mamono? If I'm a baker, and my
pronunciation... It's not Mamono.
No, but I'm saying, like, I need a baker. What if my clientele will not buy unless the first call is done?
No.
So I tell my Poel, please do this, I'm going to pay you. And I need this, because if I don't...
No, no, pay, Mamon means that you, so you're his, you can be mezakeh for the balabais. So that's... In other words, I can pick up the something for the balabais, even of Kav Lacherim, because it's like the balabais picking it up. But here we need, it's not just a question of giving someone a moment, like you're taking, it's a question of chalos. Like, for example, you can make a shliach to be Mekadosh Anisha. It has nothing to do with moment. It's a chalos. You can't make a goy a shliach. And if you pay a goy, you also can't. You don't say, no one's going to say, you pay a guy, you don't have time to go to your own wedding. So you make a shliach. Who
you
says,
yeah. That,
yeah. So, and not worse, you make it a goyish shliach. So no good. But you pay him. So according to the Ona Gyantav, could you pay a guy to Mekadosh Anisha?
It's still, even for him it would be hard.
Yeah. I don't know. But the Chasam Sofer says... the Ona Gyantav says no.
It's been Poel, but it's Poel. That's Poel. The normal job of Poel.
I mean, there's no
people for Poel, right? But Poel, there is. That was the Yad Poel, Kiyad Balabai.
But then we're talking about the Shayavi Shalish.
No, yeah.
So why is that? Why would that work?
Well, that's
not the same. Making the minu lighter.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. It's not part of the job of Poel to cut a shisha.
Right, unless you make it the job. You can make
it.
You can make it whatever job you want.
No,
so the car, that's absurd, right? So then maybe therefore the whole thing is, you know, what would the only guy say to that? Maybe he would say it's okay. I don't know.
You could only
so it could be that's just a riot that the Chasam Sofer is right, and not like throwing
a gun. Maybe it's just that you can only call someone a pile when there's an ingin of mumness before the mitzvah. Meaning over here, the bakery has an ingin of workers, people who hire to do jobs, and then from that comes the mitzvah. So he's already has a din pile because he's hired, and then he can do the mitzvah.
Okay, so I have a cleaning lady in my house, so she's already hired from before, and now I want her to mekadesh.
That's nothing to do with her job.
You make it a job.
You can do another, you're hiring her for like another job.
I don't know. The Chasam Sofer is probably like the Chasam Sofer, not like the Ona Gyantav.
Yeah.
And therefore, that would take away my solution of paying the guy. And okay. Okay, we'll have Chumash in a couple of minutes. So we're going to continue Bez Hashem on. On third floor base measures on Monday and Tuesday.
First hall.
That was the old base measures. That used to be a very popular base measures way in the day.
Before
Gluck was built. The Kolo was there. Even before Gluck was built, they still had the Kolo. Then they moved the Kolo. The Kolo used to be there. And all the Shiurim, a lot of Shiurim had the morning Seder there in that base measures. Where JSS is now, yeah. So the Rav, yeah, when I came in 78, the Rav taught on the fourth floor. They had a whole shiur room, big room on the fourth floor first. This is going to be the third floor.
PR destroyed him.
He was, yeah, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was in Zeitzman.
PR destroyed
and the Rav was there too, but that was way before my time. When I came, he was already giving shiur in first floor.
61, when they built Reuben.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in Zeissman.
That was in...
No, so that was first of all. Was that first of all?
Was already first one?
I don't know, I'm not sure.
I think
she
was Rav Shastri's
son. Yeah.
That was in Zeisman. The room opposite Beis Sinedrin.
Okay, where?
Oh,
yeah.
By the windows. By the windows, behind. The big windows.
Talk about the picture by the Rav Yosef's wife.
No, no, that's a different picture. Okay. Okay, Rav Yosef, we'll take a little couple of minutes.